What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. I hope you guys have been having a great day. I'm super excited about this lesson because we're going to kind of do it different. I'm going to try something new. Over the next few lessons, I'm going to be teaching you guys something small in English every day so that you can practice and learn English every day, but not be overwhelmed. I don't want to teach you a 15 to 20 minute long lesson. I'm going to try to make shorter lessons so that you guys are listening to them more, but each lesson you're able to learn one thing. We're going to start by going over some phrasal verbs, and we're going to have fun with that one. In this lesson, we're actually going to go over the phrasal verb blow up. So sit back, relax, listen to this quick sponsor, and we'll get into this English lesson of today, which is breaking down the phrasal verb of blow up. Thanks so much for listening to that sponsor. This phrasal verb blow up actually happened to me today. So there's different ways to use it, but I'm going to teach you one way. So there's one thing is when you think of to blow up something, it's an explosion. So like a bomb happens. So if I put a bomb in my car, they'd be like, hey man, your car is blown up, or did you blow up your car? But that's not the way I want to teach it to you guys today. Today I want to talk about when it has to do with your plans or your life. And here's an example. So today, me and my wife had plans to take our daughter to her physical therapy appointment. And physical therapy is like when you have some muscle issues or some kind of injury. And physical therapy is where you go to strengthen those muscles and everything like that. So we have to do that for our daughter. So we get her ready, we head from the house, we get all the way to the doctor's appointment, we actually started out in the wrong side of the hospital. Eventually they get us to the right place. We're trying to make sure they're on time, and we get there and the doctor has this stare on her face like, oh my gosh, I messed up. So what happened is she double booked the appointments. So she scheduled somebody else and us, and the other person she actually scheduled first. So we allowed that person to go first and we rescheduled for another day. But we had planned to be at that hospital for at least an hour or so. So what happened to our plans there? Our plans were blown up. There was a blow up in our plans. We had planned to do that, but sometimes what you plan gets blown up. And that's what the phrasal verb to blow up means when you're talking about a situation in life or something you have planned. If something doesn't go your way or something changes and it messes up everything, it just blows up your plans. And that's a way you guys can use the phrasal verb to blow up. That's B-L-O-W space U-P. And that is what the phrasal verb blow up means, is when your plans go to crap or when everything changes and you have to come up with something new. So me and my wife actually decided to go on a date, and that's how we actually changed up our plans, because they were blown up. So we're about to close out with a few closing remarks, but listen to this quick sponsor and we'll finish up the English lesson for today. Thanks so much for listening to that sponsor again also, guys. So today we've been talking about the phrasal verb to blow up or blow up. One thing I wanted to challenge you guys with and talk about is, how do you handle things when your plans are blown up? How do you respond? Do you typically just get angry and upset? Do you just shut down? Do you get mad at everybody? How do you handle tough situations when your plans are blown up? One thing I ultimately do is I trust God's plan. So there's a phrase that says, man plans and God laughs. And I just have an understanding that I need to think the world is not revolved around me. It's not based off Justin's plans. You know, this world revolves around God, and I don't need to be selfish and only think about myself. So one way I handle things when things blow up is just try to think about, okay, what can I do now? What can I control? What can I fix? I can do nothing that those plans have changed, but I need to handle it correctly and fix what I can't fix. So I just want to encourage you guys to handle the situations with calmness. If you don't know what's going on and you have to fix something, that's okay if it doesn't go your way. So I'm just challenging you guys today, not only to learn English, but to handle tough situations. Thanks so much for listening to this English lesson, guys. It's super fun to make. Can't wait to come up with tomorrow's lesson. I hope you guys have a great day and have fun learning English.